I could tell you some, I could mention some very interesting episodes of why we were incarcerated. For instance, when Wally was a sales, I guess the second time, the first time I was arrested, as I said, was in D.C. The second time was in Cincinnati because we started at the Bromleys and us and a wonderful man named Maurice McCracken. He was a minister who was in Cincinnati before we were started really a Cincinnati Committee on Human Relations, which was then affiliated with CORE, although we didn't call ourselves CORE. It was a CORE group. And that was the second time I was incarcerated, arrested, because of working on an amusement park. It seems as though two amusement parks, and I never liked amusement parks, but what we did first was open up the two music schools that didn't. And then we got through that, we thought, well, we wanted to go to something that was more universal, because how many people are going to go to music schools? So we started this, Coney Island. It was Coney Island in the Cincinnati area, not the New York Coney Island. And once when we were standing there, well, I guess they would say obstructing the gate, waiting for entrance, we were arrested. And that Wally, Marion, and I, three of our four adults in the house, were arrested along with another man. And by that time, the Bromleys had three kids, including a baby. So we were arrested, and we did not cooperate. They had to carry us to the car and take us out and so forth. And it was hot. It was in the middle of the summer. We were put on the top floor of the Hamilton County Jail, and it was hot. And so hot that Marion, who was not the most robust person, fainted at one point. And they took us both then to the hospital. We weren't eating, because we weren't eating. And then they brought us back. And we had no idea how long we'd be there. But after 9 days, they took us out to trial and sentenced us to time served. This has been my experience for the most part. But I think perhaps the most interesting thing, well, I guess there were these two. I've been arrested. We were arrested on our way to Woolman Hill, I'll tell you the truth. But things that were not premeditated, you know, just happened because we're who we are. When Wally was a sales person, and we were living in Philadelphia, and a friend of ours who was a tax refuser and was an elderly man, had Social Security and so forth, his Social Security was being taken, something was being taken from his Social Security check for taxes, they say, that he owed. And he had gone to Washington to protest. And in the process, had been sent to, I think it's St. Mary's, whatever the psych ward is in the hospital, where, I don't know. And so we went to support him. There were four of us. One a friend came from Chicago. On our way back, on Route 40, which we very well knew was completely segregated, even African diplomats couldn't find any place to eat or sleep on Route 40. But we had packed a lunch, which we'd forgotten. But that was only because we were poor. We needed to pack the lunch. And I remember that I was driving, and Washington isn't that far from Philadelphia. And our friend Sis, who was living with us at the time, said she was hungry. And so I saw this truck stop, and I had heard, you know, truck stops, you get a good portion of food and it's pretty good and it's not all that expensive. So we stopped there. And to this day, I don't know why we didn't think about it. I think for me, it was a good thing that we weren't thinking about what might happen, because it just wasn't in my mind. We were just set on getting something to eat. And so we went into the Bar H restaurant, I think that's what it was, Bar H truck stop, and sat at the table, and then were startled when the waitress came and said, "We don't serve colored." And we said, "Oh my God, we're 50 miles from home. We want to go home. We don't want to have a big deal. So we're not going to fight this thing, but we're going to sit here for, I don't know, 20 minutes, half hour, just to show that we don't approve of this."